Blog Talk Radio. Even so, to your loved ones, even that your loved ones don't need to pick up the phone to make that call and to get in touch with you, but we do. And if you like to get had that opportunity for your loved ones to come in through, pick up the phone and make that call. I know there's already a queue there, but nevertheless, I'd just like to say to you guys what I need to say. As you know, I'm available for Skype readings, so please, by you visiting my website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. By going to my website, then and there is a button for the Skype. Press that button if you'd like to have a communication with me, and by that we'll be able to arrange the reading for you. One thing I'd like to say is I'd like to say thank you for the such a good response from people that calling me from another part of the world, even Australia, doing psychic readings with the sky from people from Australia. They are 7, 8 hours in front of us, but they still listen to the
There's a problem with the call. Why is this making this noise tonight?
It's been making it all fucking all night now.
Just never mind. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't make a difference to the, so long as the microphone's muted. I need to go. And mic's kicked off there. Mike? Mike, are you there? Can't bring him back. Can't bring him back here. He's not there, look.
Neither of them are.
Mike's there. What do you want? He needs 10 minutes. Oh, this is not on. Come on, Oscar, please. What's the matter, man? Why you lost your connection? Not good, this thing. Mike? Apologize to people. Oh, Oscar, for now.
Can you hear me now, Oscar? Just type to me. near me.
We apologize, everybody, but we're having some technical problems this evening. I'm going to go back on mute, Mike. Sorry about this, but I can't hear Oscar at all.
Hello. 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing. Anybody, can anyone hear me?
I'll just leave that there.
1, 2, 3. Can anyone hear me? Can you hear me? Ken? Mike? Can you guys hear me? No. Mikey. Can you hear me, guys?
Yes, Oscar, I'm with you.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, Oscar, I'm with you. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me, Mike? Mike?
Oscar, I can hear you now. Speak up now.
Can you hear me? Obviously, no. Yeah, but he don't. Mike? Right. I believe we back again, guys. And I'd like to apologize for the loss of time. I'd like to apologize for the loss of time by a technical problem. And when we work with technical problems like such as electrical stuff like that, it's about to happen sometimes. When we work with the spirits, we don't get this problem. That's why I love to work with them rather than work with the physical. Dear friends, I'm sorry, but I do need to get this in the air tonight because this is tomorrow. And tomorrow, the 23rd, Thursday the 23rd, is a psychic night being with myself, Oscar Villegas, and Bernie Scott from Bristol. This is for the people in Dorset. So if you'd like to join us, this psychic night is tomorrow, 8 o'clock, at the Conservative Club in Poole, Dorset. tickets are £10, and you can buy them by PayPal on my website, or you can just mice the guess I'm from at the door. Okay? So don't forget the website, www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. Now, this one is one I'd like to pass on to you before we go into our lines, because it's important for them to pass on. I'm going to call it off. Tell them to play music until they can. I believe we are back in air now. So I do apologize. My sincerely apologize from my side, because it's technical problem, so it's nothing that we can help about it. No one is fault, no one to be blamed, except we are working with technicals, electricals, and whatever it is, you know, that is how it is. I do apologize, however, I do apologize. Just in case if you missed, if you didn't get to hear, what I was saying on tomorrow, Thursday, the 23rd of August, I will be working at the Conservative Club in Poole with Bernie Scott. We're holding a psychic night. This is at Poole in Greenwood Road at the Conservative Club in Poole. So if you are in the Dorsey area, Bournemouth, Poole, Branson, Paxton, Dorchester, all the areas, come and join us. And I know you are for a good night. I know that this one is quite special as well, so I'm going to pass it on, because on Wednesday, the 29th of August, I will be joined by the lovely Sarah May. Sarah, as you know, most of people know who she is. She's a lovely lady from the Midlands, and she is also a radio host for the Mike Spirit FM. So she will be joining me on the 29th, which is next Wednesday. So if you'd like to have the opportunity to have the message from the lovely Sarah, join us. As you know, all the different mediums work in different lives and different ways. So it would be nice for you guys to be able to see how Sarah works. She runs a show, as I said, from the My Experience FM, and she writes a show, The Guiding Light. Her and the lovely, I forgot her name, please forgive me, but I know the two lovely ladies. Danica. So I'm sorry, I apologize to Janet, but it's because the technical problem has thrown me back a little bit, and I'm just trying to set myself up, because I know that we lost half an hour. So I'm just trying to get myself well again in June and get back online, really, because I feel a little bit thrown by that lost the time. I know that you like me to get straight into my work, and I will. But before that, I'd just like to say to you one thing, guys. I know that life presents us with so many difficult obstacles, so many handicaps that we present in our lives. Sometimes, I mean, what just happened right now, for instance, with the computer, that is nothing, because it's something that we can arrange, we can come across with it. It's only technical, and it's only take 5 minutes before the things like this can be repaired. What cannot be repaired is things like the loss of the loved one. That is one thing that perhaps we cannot repair just with a body touch of the button. No, that's one thing that we can never do that. But one thing I like to ask to people is, while you're still in time, while you still call your loved ones, while you're still very much surrounded by people that love you and that you love them, don't lose the opportunity to tell these people how much you love them. Don't lose the opportunity to tell them how much they present on your life. As I said before, and I will say it now, life is no belong to us, and tomorrow is promised to no one. How do we know what tomorrow holds for anyone? How do we know why if we're the person we say goodnight to tonight, we will see again tomorrow? How we know if the person is going on a journey, we will see again. All these little things, perhaps by you creating these things, by you taking into account the things that they are so important in life, perhaps it becomes more relevant to us to stay attuned, but to stay close to those that love us, they love us so much. So guys, that's one little thing just for you, because I know the people, when they lost their loved ones, they get so much in pain, and they really wish they had that extra 5 minutes just to tell the loved ones, I miss you, I love you, and please forgive me. One thing I'd like to say to you guys, don't wait. Don't rely on a medium to do this to you. I know that we, as psychic mediums, we love our work, and that's what we do. But tell them yourselves. Don't wait to a medium like us has to tell you that your loved one said to you they love you. Or don't have to say them back. You love them in our behalf. So please, guys, as I said, before you go to bed tonight, or as you're getting ready for work, tell people how much you love them. And perhaps you don't have to one day regret by saying, I wish I had said goodbye to him or her, and I wish I didn't have a fight with that person before I left the house. So, dear friends, I leave you with that thought that I know they mean something, and I know why I'm saying it. So that's why I'm passing it on, okay? Now, with this, I will move on to the lines. And I do apologize once again, and I'd like to call Maria. Maria, are you there?
Hi, Oscar. Thank you for taking my call.
No, I thank you for holding on to it, because I believed you were one of the first ones to call.
Yay.
Yes, okay. So I'd like to apologize, and I'd like to say thank you for holding on to that line, because I know the messages that you're hoping for are important to you. Now, before I start going around here, I don't know where area you're calling from, but I feel very much I want to go along the Manhattan. What is your connection with Manhattan, please?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I'm going to have to think on that.
Where is Manhattan? Lower Manhattan, Manhattan.
That's in New York.
That's in New York. Where are you now?
I'm in Nevada.
You are in Nevada. Okay. What is your connection with New York?
I don't know. I can't
see
any right now.
Okay. I think I can see where this has happened here, because as it happened, I know what happened here, because I do feel very much the personness to me, the personness after you, it might be a person in the connection with New York, because that's what I've just been told here. They know this is not your, it's not a cute jumper, but I do feel very much it's a person. This person who's coming here, it's the kind of way that they know the time is limited tonight, and it's the kind of way they say, I'm from New York, I know that the person coming in soon is from New York, so that's what it is. Okay, so I'll go back to what you hear, Suya, because Maria, I'd just like to bring you back here, because I know, as I said, I know we had a little bit, and I'm still very unsettled, but however, I'd like to bring a lady who's coming here very close to you at the moment. Now, I feel very much I want to bring lots and lots and lots from this lady, the lady that coming here so close to you. Just give me the number 5. The number 5 is related to either the person's passing birthday, occasion, or birthday, but all the months of the year, which or children. But I want to go to the month of May. Do you understand the number 5, please? Okay.
Yes.
Can you understand? Yeah. Now, this lady coming here so strongly, and she gave me the link with the mother link. Your mother's in the spirit, is that right? Okay. Because she's coming here very.
She was like a mother. She raised me, so you're right on.
Sorry, madame, say that again.
I said it's not my actual biological mother, it's my grandmother, but my grandmother raised me, so she was like a mother to me, so you're right on.
Absolutely, because she wouldn't acknowledge in any different way except your own mother, okay? Because that's how she said. But she said, thank you for acknowledging what you just have said, because to her, that means a lot to her, because it's the kind of way she said, yes, she raised you as her own child. So I don't know if you had any. Okay, right. Now, I know that your name is Maria, but I want to go with the tone as well. Who has the initial T, please?
A T name?
T, yeah? Who is it?
I have a friend named Teresa.
Okay. Now, this is not a friend I want to connect with, but I want a person in the spirit. But I don't know if it's Anthony. I don't know if it's Anthony, but it would go with the name of Tony. Right. This person?
To my mind.
Sorry?
I said that's not coming to my mind in Anthony.
Right, okay. I'd like you to hold on to it, because once when they give it to me, I won't change it. But the name is quite strong, and they are very, very, very positive to me to just pass it on as Anthony, okay? but he would go with the name of Tony. Now, I know that you call him from Nevada. I got no idea. But it's this one. But as I'm looking at, your lounge, I don't know if it's your lounge, at your house. I don't know if it's your lounge or the lounge or your father and mom and dad's lounge. But I look at a very big portrait, but more like a photo. But I don't know if it's a canvas, but I look at something very Indian. But I see a buffalo there. What is this? Have you got one of them in your house?
No, but I just came back from Oklahoma, and where we were staying at, there were buffaloes, like, all around us.
Okay, that is fantastic, because that's exactly what I see. But I don't know if, so you just came back from that area, because you just came back from that area, as you said, there were buffaloes in there, and that's what I see, because I see the buffalo very strong around you, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you were going to buy a paint with a buffalo, or you thought about it, but it's the kind of way that I sent to you. The buffalo is, you know, when I see a buffalo in a meditation, I see that as a strength. A strength for the person. You understand this?
Well, I need strength, so that's a good sign.
Absolutely. Because that's why I want to pass it on to you. Because I feel very much your mother said to me, please pass it on, because as you know, the buffalo is a very strong animal. And that's why they want to pass on you in the strength, just to make you a strength. But at the same time, not just the strength, but also the healing around you, yourself. So I don't know if you're going through a medical problems at the moment as well.
I am. I'm in a lot of pain right now. I'm having trouble with my back and my right thigh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because I feel very much the healing is they've been sent. The healing has been acknowledged, and it's to do with your medical problem. Okay. Now, I would say it's nothing that's going to take you to the spirit world, because I'm not going anywhere. Okay. But I also want to acknowledge the name is A as in Albert. The name A has been passed on to me. Who has initial A, please?
And then Aaron, I have a friend named Aaron.
Is that Albert?
Aaron.
And she's just a friend?
Yes, he's actually my daughter's friend, and then he became a mutual friend.
Okay, all right. Because what I would like to acknowledge from this person, I know it's so like Aaron, Albert, I don't know, but it's kind of way I just want to acknowledge this lady who's coming here very close. Now, I don't know if the way I feel at the moment is somebody that would have lost another. Okay. He just been to a funeral. I believe he just been to the funeral not very long ago, very recent. Or the family.
Not that I've been told about.
Sorry?
Not that I've been told about.
Okay. I would have rather you have said to me yes, because if I don't say, because I see a reunion around these people's family, but it's the kind of way that you feel there might be somebody crossing to the higher eyes, to the spirit world. But I'm not saying today or tomorrow, but it's the kind of way they're just acknowledging somebody's circumstance or illness or something in the family. Do you understand, please?
Oh, okay. Probably his uncle has been ill, so probably.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's what I want to pass it on, because it's been acknowledged here. So I just want to pass that to you. Before I go, because I know I want to be as briefly as possible, not because I want to, but because of the time limit. Now, I'd like to ask you to please to take care of yourself, because I don't know if you also you got a problem with your blood pressure as well.
Yeah, it's a little high.
Absolutely. Because I've just been asked to please have yourself, not that you're not diabetic, have you?
Pardon me? Diabetic? No.
No, diabetic, okay. Because I do feel very much, but I do feel that I know that you're taking quite pills. And I know
right.
That I can see why you're taking the pills. I've been told why you're taking the pills. But it's kind of what they said, you're going to be fine, okay? You're going to be fine. Okay, remain strong. That's the main thing, okay? You are very fit to lay, and that's what is keeping you very strong. Do you understand this? Do you understand that?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
You are a very spiritual lady. That helps you. That's helping you to stay. You understand?
Yes, I pray all the time. All the time I pray.
Absolutely. And prayer, in a funny way, will be answered. Just the way it's been answered tonight. Okay? As I like to say to you, the spirit world are very aware of you and what's happening around you, and just to let you know, they still with you very much. Okay? Because
that's beautiful.
Thank you very much. And we have to say thank you for calling tonight to www.myexperience. If you like to retrieve the call and the message comes on, please go to this website, www.myexperience, and you'll be able to retrieve the call from there.
Okay,
Sandra,
thank you very much. God bless you.
Maria, I'd like to say thank you for calling tonight. God bless you. Have a good day. Bye-bye now.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. I'd like to call Sandra. Sandra, are you there, please?
I sure am, Oscar.
Hello, Sandra.
I think I was the New York and the Anthony Tony person you were picking up there.
Well, I'm pleased to you to say that because I know what you said about the cute jumpers. Well,
yes.
Who is it? Who is the Anthony?
The Anthony is my father, but he definitely everyone called him Tony.
Everybody called Tony, but he's in the spirit.
Yes, he's in spirit.
Okay, because it's a kind of, listen, because you know what, it's a kind of way he said, I am not moving anywhere. I'm not going anywhere until you come in. Because I have to apologize to the other lady because he was so strong that he came from New York. And so I said, who are you? So he's giving me his name. Right, I'm glad we sorted this out. And just one way to give people the evidence of survival after that, because some people believe that once the person dies, it's gone. And that's what your father said to me. That's what he said to me, one person gone is gone. Well, that's the opposite state. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. He wouldn't have believed that. He wouldn't believe that when he was alive, but I'm sure he believes that now that he's passed on.
Absolutely, because that's what he said.
Yeah.
Before he would have said, I don't believe anything because when you die, you're gone, that's it, dead.
Right.
Because that's,
right.
That's what he said. But now he's in a different place, he's in a better place, and he allowed me to feel that, yes, there is a life after death, and there's a communication. And he said thank you to me for connecting you with him tonight, okay? Right. He also made me very aware. He asked me the number three. Now, the number three is if you've got three children or you are one of the three children.
I'm one of the three. I'm the baby.
You're the baby. So you are his baby blue eyes, yeah?
his baby blue eyes?
Now, yeah, he said, I don't know, have you got blue eyes?
No, I don't. I think I'm his favorite, though.
I said you're
don't tell the other two.
If I get a chance, I might tell him. Because he's the kind of way. Now, I know one thing here I want to say, because I acknowledge in a pregnancy, he's allowed me to feel there is a pregnancy around the family at the moment. Do you understand this?
No, not yet. Is he meaning me or just somebody in the family, you're saying?
If I'm not with you, it's with the family. Okay, but it's kind of way I want to say to you, he's acknowledging, that's why he's giving me the blue eyes. Now, the blue eyes, I don't know if the father, or the baby's father-to-be, it has got blue eyes.
The baby's father-to-be has blue eyes. Okay. Is this again? Nothing yet.
Right, that's okay. That's okay. I'm going to leave that with you anyway because I acknowledge in the baby that's been passed on as a pregnancy. It's a pregnancy, if it's not here now, there's a pregnancy that will be happening. I don't feel this is going to be very, very long before it actually happens. But it's
okay.
the way he just wanted to say to you, he wanted to be the first one to mention to the family. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, the initial R as a Robin Ross. Who's the initial R, please?
Who's somebody with an R for me?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
No one really.
There must be somebody with an R. But I don't know, I want to go, okay. Who's, it sounds like a Robin, Robin?
Nobody.
And there's nobody from your father's family with that name?
No.
He's saying yes.
He's saying yes. With
He's
an
saying
R?
Yes,
R?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I'd like you to, as we're talking to you, I want you to move with me a little bit. I want to go to a little bit to the other side. Now, I don't know where, I don't know how far are you from Arizona. Now, who is Arizona? What's your...
How far
Sorry?
I am from where?
From Arizona.
Arizona? Oh, me? Very far. I'm in New York.
Right. Okay. I have no idea. I have no idea because I've never been to that area. Now,
yeah.
What is your connection with Arizona?
Nothing. Zero
Nothing.
Connection with Arizona. No.
Okay. I don't think that I say no because I do. The reason why I want to mention Arizona because it is important for me to pass it on. So I just as it's been passed on to me, I just pass it on to you now. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Now it's funny because as I'm talking also to you here, I feel very much piling up books. So I don't know if these books have to do with you. I don't know if you're studying or you going through it. Through a course at the moment, but I see piling of books are next to you. Why do I see so many books around you?
I don't know. I'm not studying for anything. So, and I'm not going to school. I'm not taking a course. So, I don't. I like to read.
No, it's not the normal books. Who's doing a degree at the moment?
No one. My niece is going to be going to college, but, I mean, she's, you
no.
know, not in school yet.
No, it's not that. It's not around that. There's something different. There must be something to do with books because what I see here at the moment is piling up books and to your side. Okay.
Onto my side.
How about
you ask him about my love life?
You know what? He said they are more. Okay, I'm only gonna tell you what he's saying, okay? But
yes,
he's saying it with a smile on his face. He said there are more important things in life than lost life. That's
yeah.
That's him. You understand
thanks,
this?
Thanks, Dad.
He would say that to you as well. You understand that? But it's the way, but nicely where he's laughing. But he said that's okay. Don't worry because beautiful things come. You when the time is right. I have given you something that perhaps is completely strange to you, completely strange. Nevertheless, I pass it on because I do feel there's a need for me to pass it on. But why is it need? Because I know that it's important or relevant to you and your future. You will see what is taking you. You see why I wanted to go there, okay?
Okay.
Right, so I must say goodbye to you for the moment because I've run so behind.
No problem. Thank you, Oscar. I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. God bless.
You too.
And
blessings.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye now. Bye. Now, I'd like to move on to the area code 803. Good afternoon. Hello? The area called 803. Are you there still? I hear the whistle there, so it must be somebody there. Okay. Then I'm moving on to the next caller. I'll say sorry to this person if she is not there or he, because I know that person might be waiting for a while now. So, hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Hold on, okay, can I have your name, please?
I'm Ashish.
Ashish, hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I don't know if you can hear me pretty well, but I know that we had quite a little bit problem with the connection tonight. But nevertheless, I just like to say to you, I apologize for that, okay?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, Ashish, is it Ashish?
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
Okay. Now, why is the way I see you dressed up at the moment is one. I know that you dress properly normally, but I see people dressed around you differently. Do you understand this?
Not really.
Okay. Is your daddy passed to the spirit world?
No, he's still here.
He's still with us. Now, I see a gentleman standing by your side at the moment, and I want to go from your father's side, the person, okay? Now, this person made me feel like he's a father, but of course, he's your granddad. Do you understand this?
Okay, yep, I do.
Okay. Now, I don't know if this gentleman would have worn long, it's like a tunic, it's like a long gown. Do you understand this at all?
No.
Do you have a priest in the family?
No. I mean, we have no priest, yeah.
And no, it's nobody priest. There is no religion or whatsoever connections that will link you with the church.
No, not really.
Okay. Right. I want to ask why do I see this male dressed up as a priest? Now, by seeing a priest close to me now, by seeing the person...
Yeah, that could be because my granddad was probably very religious. I mean, he was a religious guy, but he was not a priest.
But he was very religious, right?
Yeah, he was very religious, for sure.
Right. That is not really what I'm looking for, because I appreciate that you're trying to help me there, but that's not what I want, because that would have been an easy way for me to say, yeah, that's what it is, but not, because what I like to say at the moment is, if he allowed me to see a priest around you or the guys at the moment, it's the kind of way he allowed me to feel that there is somebody around the family not very well. Do you understand this? Who has initial? Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who has initial J, please?
Initial J.
J as a Jack, as a Jason. Jason,
right.
J?
I cannot think of from the top of my head. Anyone with J as an issue. Cannot think of it right now.
Okay. At least I still want to pass it on because I do feel very much this initial has been passed on to me. Now, who is going through a process at the moment with the illness? But I want to go from your father's side, the family. Somebody, the problem, but I feel this problem around my chest rather than anywhere else. I feel the problem around my chest.
It could be actually dad. He was diagnosed with, cancer, throat cancer last year, but he went radiotherapy and then he was perfectly fine after that.
Okay. So he did have a problem at the top, in the throat and the around the chest. Is that right?
Yeah, right.
Right. Now, it's been given the all clear?
Yeah, so far he is okay, no issues.
Can I just ask you one question?
Yeah.
When is the last time he went for a check?
Last time he went for a check a month ago.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying that he is back, okay? Please understand that. I'm not saying that he is back or whatsoever. But it's the kind of way they just send to you, just please... Don't wait, don't lose the track, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Now, as I said to you, I just want to confirm this because I don't want you to go away from here thinking, oh my God, it's back. No, I'm not saying that. Nevertheless, it needs to be acknowledged that it was there, and there's a kind of way just to keep an eye on it, okay?
Yep.
Right. I don't know about you, my friend, because I work with you. I feel very much has to do, a lot to do with work, because I don't know if you move in the company. I don't know if you're searching for a job, or is it don't search for a job, but search for the right job. Do you understand this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, because there's a big shift around you. But, okay, are you an employer at the moment?
I am employed. I have a job right now.
You just got a job?
No, actually, I have been employed for quite a while now, for the past 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. And are you moving?
I moved. I also moved a couple of months ago to a new area, and now we are looking to buy a home here. So that's why I called in to find out.
Yeah, because there's the kind of end of and new begins. Okay, because that's how I feel. It's like you're just coming off one period of change your life, basically. Because sometimes changing and, you know, moving from one, even just moving from home to home, from one to another, is a kind of change your life as well. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, now, I understand this, because right now I'm looking to open up my own business, leave the job and open up my own business. So
absolutely.
Probably you are picking up.
I'm picking up, and what I've been told here is what is coming to you, because I need the knowledge to change your life. The change of the good things is more like the way I want to do is trust and believe that you're going to be okay. Do you understand this? Because sometimes when you're making a commitment, going as a self-employed rather than being employed is a big step. You understand?
Right. Yeah.
And that's why I feel I need to acknowledge the change in life for you. Please be positive. Feel positive, because things are looking good for you. Things are looking really well up around you. And since I'm moving on, for the past 3-4 months, I feel very much the things just falling into pieces for you. You understand this?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I do feel there is a kind of way they said to you, stay positive, remain positive, because you're going to be fine. All right?
Okay. Yep.
Now, I also been given the number 4, so I don't know if it has to do with 4 children or the month of April itself.
Yeah, month of April, correct. That's my birthday. That's probably what you're picking.
Yeah, absolutely. The month of the number 4, that was Monday, April, they've been given to me here very strongly. Now, okay. There's a lady also coming here to your side at the moment, but the lady I feel is coming from the mother link here. You understand this, please?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay. And she's coming here very strongly to wish you today. She said she's going to wish you a very, very happy birthday and a happy celebration. Now, it's not your birthday now, is it?
No.
But there's somebody's birthday now. Whose birthday is it at the moment?
That's my sister's birthday. I mean, it just passed a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it just passed a couple of days, because that's why I said it's not your birthday, but I want to celebrate the birthday with you, around you, somewhere around you at the moment. Okay? Now, all right. She wants to wish her happy birthday, and there's a kind of way just to let her know that she's still very much around. She has not gone, but however, your mother was cremated.
No, my mother is still here.
No, your grandmother?
Oh, yes, she was, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but that's your mother's mother, you understand?
Yes, that's my mother's mother, yeah.
Yeah, she, because I feel very much excited. Now, I see a lady coming here very close. The lady, the way I'm going to describe it to you, this lady, she's about 5'4", very, very 5'4", which is quite small, but she's quite rounded. I believe what she said to me is she's quite cuddly, rather be rounded, okay? She's quite cuddly, but I feel like coming from your mother link, but I still feel like it's grandmother. Grandmother. I feel like it's grandmother. Do you understand?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, because she just wanted to say, she wanted me just to describe it to you, so there's a kind of way that she said to you, please, go ahead with whatever you're going to do. And that's kind of what she said. She will protect. Because I feel very much, she said she is very protective about her family. You understand?
Yes, yes. That's
okay.
Correct, yeah.
My friend, if you're going to go to do what you're going to do, I'm not telling you, you know, we have a free will. And nobody tell you where to go or what to do. But I do feel very much if you are to move and from home, and from home to a new job, I can promise you, your grandma said, you are going to be fine, okay?
Okay, sure.
Right. With this, I would like to say thank you very much for coming tonight. And please don't forget, you can retrieve this call by going to www.mikespiritfm. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Dear friends, thank you very much. Good night, my friend. Dear friends, I'd like to apologize to all the callers tonight because I know we're still waiting for the technical problems to be problem to still there. I still got quite a few problems there, but we will sort it out. In the meantime, I'd like to say to you, thank you for allowing me to enter to your homes and to allow me to bring your loved ones to you. I know that tonight has been a little bit different show, but it's perhaps not the show you're expecting. But in the meantime, I'd like to say, please, may your circle be with you always. Good night. God bless.
May each day in the week be a good day. May the Lord always watch over you and may all of your hopes turn to wishes and may all of your wishes come true. May each day
May each day